WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, last year was awful, the annus horribilis, and we had hopes or some kind of belief that maybe this year would be better. But nope, so far so bad. Congress, those moron MAGAs, they're paralyzed. They're fighting it so no work can be done for we the people. And you know who, Voldemort, he who should not be named, is fussing and fuming down in hell, i.e. Mar-a-Lago, and only stirring the pot to make it worse. Some awful women in Congress now, they should be nameless, that blonde and brunette, they're evil. They're working to create chaos. Ukraine, surviving, but barely. And Russia's evil dictator is not going to make peace at all. Wonderful people are passing, the Pope, Barbara Walters, Pele. The actual amount of great iconic people who died last year was amazing. Global warming is out of control now. California is drowning. People died in the snowstorm in Buffalo. Crime in New York is so bad you can't walk at night or go to the subway at all. This wonderful young football player who helped so many people is fighting for his life. Wow, I'm going to stop now because I'm getting so depressed I won't be able to get out of bed. What can we do about it? Well, stop watching faux news with Effer Carlson, that no-lipped evil guy. He celebrates all the wrong people and wrong action and takes pleasure in it with his stupid face. Whatever happened to that lawsuit against faux news that was going to break Murdoch? Some good news about people helping the immigrants who were bused to various so-called liberal places. No idea what they were getting into or where they were going, wearing T-shirts, no food for their kids. But churches and synagogues and mosques are stepping up. On Instagram and Facebook, some guy goes around giving money to homeless people. He asks if he could borrow from them very little, and they give what little they have. That's nice. Too bad he's one of the only few who's helping. They did catch the murderer of the four college students in Idaho through DNA of a relative, I guess, some genetic mechanism used now. Yay. I've made a promise to myself, not a resolution, but a promise to start living again, to go to concerts and lectures and see people and maybe even take a walk or two. Well, let's see. I got one of those sad lights, not sad boo-hoo, but seasonal things that makes up for lack of sunshine. It really works. I'm so energetic. I have the Bee Gees songs running through my mind. I'm dancing in my bedroom. It's weird, but hey. Anyway, let's hope and pray, whatever else you might do, to make this year a better one, a really happy new year.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.